The perimeter. He woke up after a nice recharge. His valued companions remained asleep as he proceeded with the morning rituals. As he left the home, he thought fondly of last evening's activities and the joy inside the home. On the way to work, he would make the usual stop at the bodega for supplies. His disposition was sunny. He slid inside the shop and toward his supplies. It was a usual list of hydrodynamic lubricant, small squares of rubber padding, and neural wiring patches. The sight of the supplies sometimes resulted in a passing ache in his joints, despite knowing they were well maintained as of this morning. The sudden alert flaring from his torso was a surprise. His perimeter quietly extended, a half-meter sphere radiating out from the point of concern. He shuffled slightly to the left to distance himself from the customer on the same aisle. He should grab some nano kits to assist with the repair. The small bridges between biologics and electronics were temperamental and would sometimes inflame. It was back sooner than hoped, though there was little rhyme or reason to this cycle. The rain was a light constant as he made his way through checkout and back outside. He moved with practiced ease through the foot traffic and down to the subway, avoiding intrusions upon his perimeter. He chose a standing spot in the rear of the car, far away from all the others, and tried to think about work. Once at work, he settled into his pod, thankful that it prevented any further intrusions. Work proceeded without regard to his concerns. He made good progress, pushing the project ahead by another few steps throughout the day. The community lunch presented tricky situations, but as usual, during an unexpected flare, he sat alone with his thoughts and a few pieces of work. He wondered what community gossip he was missing. As he arrived at home, the little ones came to greet him. They could sense the perimeter, so there would be no embrace this evening. The evening rituals proceeded, though he felt as if a thin film was between him and the world. As they laid down for rest, he mindfully slid into place a little further away from his companion to avoid intrusions on his perimeter. Perhaps he would be healed in a few days. Before resting, he wondered if this was a requirement of agency.